Alexandre Dumas and the Three Musketeers, probably one of the most enjoyable of all of his books. It certainly has been made into a great deal of movies. I mean, there's over 20 movies on the Three Musketeers. But one of the things that always, you know, you go through it as, oh, the Cardinal Richelieu this, and Louis the 13th, and the Musketeers, and the Royal Guards, and dueling, and all that stuff. Sometimes you need a little explanation as to just what is transpiring here. Very quickly, you have Cardinal Richelieu is the advisor to Louis the 13th, who helped him when he became king when he was a young boy after the assassination of Henry IV. And they just allowed Richelieu to continue running the government. Now, the book portrays him as a power-hungry individual trying to take over the power of a kingship. Well, being a cardinal and not having any children, it would have been a short kingship and then another civil war for France. Richelieu spent most of his time making the king much more powerful, trying to expand France, and of course trying to put down the Huguenot Protestant revolts wherever he could. The battle between the musketeers and Richelieu's guards goes something like this. The musketeers, the royal musketeers, are the elite of the French army at this particular time. And they're elite because they carry muskets. Muskets are individually made. They're very heavy. You have to be a certain size. They're very expensive. And, of course, we very rarely, if ever, see them use them in any of these movies. But it's a weapon used in combat. In order to get into the musketeers, you just don't sign up for the French army. These are the elites. So in order to get in the musketeers, you've had to serve in battles. You've had to been in the military for a long time. You think about it. The part where D'Artagnan comes in to the musketeer headquarters with a letter from his father to the commander, and the man looks at it and says, you know, there's really nothing I can do for you because you haven't got enough experience either in the dueling, as they call the killings, or in a military experience. But I can write you a letter, and surely the Cardinal's guards will place you. Okay, well, the Cardinal's guards, they aren't part of the military. They are a special group of people simply designed to protect Cardinal Richelieu. So what we have is we have Cardinal Richelieu, who is really running the country, being protected by his Cardinal's guards. And you have the king, who is the real leader of the country, but he's not running it, who is protected by the musketeers. And so we have a status problem. The royal guards are the cardinal's guards are saying, we're protecting the man who's actually doing it, you're protecting no one. And then that will, of course, lead to dueling. Now, Cardinal Richelieu outlawed dueling because it was killing about 4,000 nobles a year. Not that, you know, you're necessarily going to get killed in the process of dueling with rapiers. Frequently they get deflected by a rib. But you'll die of an infection, and then what ends up happening is now we've killed this person, and that family wants revenge, and so we have vendettas going back and forth, and that's why they tried to outlaw the dueling so that they could stop this. In addition, people would duel just for the slightest insult. Again, go back to the book. D'Artagnan runs into the other three guys, bumps into them, does something embarrassing, and within a few minutes has three duels scheduled. And his father actually suggested that he fight duels. But that's the real reason behind the musketeers and their vendetta, if you will, the feuding between the cardinal's guards and the musketeers.